So when we preach for tonight,
上个礼拜我们思想到这个义人以信以至于。
We found that this righteousness is from faith to faith.
这样的义人就在信里面蒙上帝才悦纳。
So in this righteousness, that the righteousness are accepted by God.
由于信以至于信这样的这个方法论，在全部圣经里面，这是最清楚提出来最。简洁指明出来。
The methodology of from faith to faith is clearest in this place mentioned in the Bible.
这一世人犯罪以后，理性所思想的办法是完完全全不一样的。
It's totally different from what man has thought through when man has fallen into sin.
这也是当我们盼望一个人信主的时候。
At a time when we wish people to come to Christ.
我们就遇到许多堕落理性想出来的人。本的方法论
we face many of those methods that thought by fallen men on anthropocentric.
许多人说我不能信
A lot of people say I cannot believe.
他说如果怎样的情形你能信呢
Under what circumstances can you believe?
他们提到四个最大的前提
They mentioned four premises.
比较有知识有头脑爱思想的人他怎么回答呢
And those who are more rationalistic, they say.
他说你讲给我明白等我思想可以明白和我的理的时候我就信
You preach to me until I can understand according to my rationality that I believe
我怎么可以信不合理的事情
How can I believe something which is irrational
如果我明白了我就会信
If I understand I will believe
这是我们传福音的时候第一个方法论的反变
And that is the kind of opposition coming from first methodology
这是很通常发生的事情
Which is very common
第二个方法论的反变是什么呢
And the second kind of argument from the methodology
你给我看我看见了我就会信。
Let me see when I see, I will believe.
我怎么可以信我不看见的东西呢
？How can I believe something which I do not see myself？
你所讲的东西能不能显明出来
？What that you preach can it be manifest？
如果你显明给我看，我就可以相信。
If it can be manifested to me this way, I will believe.
第二种人思想堕落以后的方法论的这个。抗辩
And that is the methodology of the second argument of man after they fall into sin.
第三种的抗辩是什么呢
And the third argument.
如果你能够证明出来，我就相信。
If you can prove it, I will believe.
如果不能证明出来，我就不相信。
That which cannot be proven, I will not believe.
所以这个证据就变成信仰的一个基础了。
So the evidence becomes a foundation to believe.
这是第三种抗辩的这一个方法论。
And that's the third opposition argument kind of method.
第四种的方法论是
And the fourth.
如果我亲身经验了以后，我才
If I personally experience, I will believe.
你说你有你的经验，你信那是你的事情。
You say you got an experience, you believe that's your matter.
你当然有自由照着你的经历去相信你所经验过的事情。
Of course, according to your freedom, you can believe what you experience.
那么你也让我有我的自由，好不好
？Let me have my own freedom. You say.
如果我经历了以后，我可能会信的。
And after I experience, maybe I'll believe.
经历了以后，我就会信的。
And if I experience, I will believe.
所以呢，你不要勉强我。
So don't force on me.
当我们传福音。给别人的时候
When we preach the gospel to others,
我们听到这四种的抗辩
We have this kind of four arguments
而这四个加起来都是方法论的问题
And all this when summed together is the problem of methodology
这个方法论的里面都是用次序做他们的基础
And the methodology using order as a foundation
换一句话说人心里面有一种观念
Which means there's a concept in man.
信心是从理性产生出来。
That faith is produced from rationality.
信心是从我们的眼见产生出来。
Faith is produced from visibility.
信心是从证据里面产生出来。
Faith is produced from evidence.
信心是从经历里面产生出来。
And faith is produced by experience.
那我要很严格的问你一个问题。
But very solemnly, I want to ask you a question.
这是种抗辩的方法论。
These four arguments of methodology
是不是本身是可靠的一种观念呢
？Are they themselves reliable concepts？
我严肃地告诉你，绝对不是。
Very solemnly, I tell you, it is not.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为我们所知的与我们所行的。常常是相违背的。
Because what we do and what we do are opposite.
当你明白这件事情不对的时候
，When you understand this thing is no,
你就一定不去做吗？
Will you say it won't do it?
事实上不是如此。
Actually, it's not so.
刚好反过来。
It will be just the reverse.
当你看到罗马书第七章的时候
，When you see Romans chapter seven,
保罗就提到了另外一种方法论的抗辩出来。
Paul talked about methodological argument.
他说：“我明明知道这个事情不好
，I truly understand this thing is no good.
我偏偏做出来
，But I did it.
我知道是好的事情
，What I think is good.
我总没有办法做出来
，I don't have power to do it.
表示知识跟我们的信念跟我们的行为之间有个很大很大的脱节。
Within our knowledge or conviction and conduct is totally different.
所以如果一个人说我明白了，我就信。
If a person would say, if I understand, I will believe.
这一句话的本身是建立在一种信念的上面。
You are actually finding this statement on a conviction.
你就讲这种话的人，他相信，如果他明白了，他就会信。
Because these kind of people believe that if they were to understand, they will believe.
他对这个方法的人是以信心来接受的。
So to this conviction, they accept the faith.
用这个以信心做基础的方法论来反对基督教信仰中间的方法论。
Then using this conviction, which founded on faith, they want to oppose.
好像今天我不要再重复那四件事情。
I'm not going to repeat that four things.
你们上个礼拜没有来的，你们可以买录音带听，因为这个是很重要的一个信息。
If you did not come last week, you can buy the tape because this is a very important message.
那么，如果信心不是从理性出来的
，If faith doesn't come from rationality,
信心不是从看见出来的
，If it doesn't come from sight,
信心不是从证据出来的
，If faith doesn't come from evidence,
信心也不是从经验出来的
，If faith doesn't come from experience,
那么基督教的信仰所提议的是什么呢？
Then what is the suggestion coming from Christianity?
保罗说这义是本于信以至于信。
Paul said that it's from faith to faith.
这是历史上第一次方法论最伟大前提的一个宣布。
And this is one of the greater premises that been declared by Paul in the book of Romans.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
当保罗讲出这一句话的时候
When Paul said this,
这是晴天一个大的霹雳。
This is actually a thunder that comes from the sky.
因为在旧约里面没有很清楚把这个原则提出来。
Because in the Old Testament, it's never mentioned very clearly about this principle.
在希腊的哲学里面从来没有提过这个原则。
And so also is in Greek philosophy.
在东方的思想里面从来没有提过这个原则。
In the Oriental philosophy, never mentioned about this principle.
神的话把这个原则启示出来。
But then the word of God revealed this principle to us.
这义是本于信。以至于信
that this righteousness is in from faith to faith.
这是什么意思呢
What's the meaning?
是由信产生信出来
It's from faith that produces faith.
这样信心的根基还是信心
So the foundation of faith is still faith itself.
科学家是因为先知道才相信宇宙的万有吗
Scientists do they first know before they want to discover the whole universe?
不是的
No.
他相信宇宙中间的道理所以他用信心去求知结果呢就证明他所信的是对
Because they believe in the principle of the universe, within their faith, they want to search for knowledge, and that's why they discover many knowledges.
今天你跟你的太太结婚是信心或者是知识呢
Today, when you get married with a wife, is it knowledge or is it faith?
你不能把你的太太当作一个机器，把它拆开来查，查得全部清楚了，明白了，好，可以，我才跟她结婚。
You cannot dismantle your wife like a machine and understand everything before you say, I want to get married with her.
当你跟她结婚的时候，我查过了。
You say, I married her because I've checked everything.
我问你，你查什么？
What have you checked?
我查他祖宗十八代有没有麻风病
I check about whether leprosy in this ancestors
我查他过去的道德生活好不好
And also the morality of her past whether it's good or not
我查这个女人到底跟别的男人是不是随便谈
And whether she go casually with any boy
你看她有好的健康有好的道德
You see that good health and good morality
所以你才跟她结婚
And thus you get married with her
但是你要知道祖宗十八代那时候还没有 AIDS
But I tell you at that time there's still no AIDS.
从前有麻风病，有肺痨病。
Yes, there is TB and
leprosy. 没有 Ebola, 没有 AIDS, 没有这些新时代的病。
But there's no AIDS of the contemporary diseases.
你根本没有办法用你的传统的经历来查那些正在发生的。可怕的问题
So you cannot use a traditional experience to check the contemporary and prevailing diseases.
第二样
The second,
当你跟你太太结婚的时候
When you get married to your wife,
你查的是她的过去，对不对
You check her past.
但你是不是跟她的过去结婚呢
But are you married to her past?
不是
No.
你是跟她的未来结婚，对不对
You're married to her to the future.
有谁跟太太的过去结婚的
Anyone who get married with the past or wife?
没有
No.
你是要跟她的未来结婚
Because you're getting married to her future.
你既然以他的未来结婚，为什么查他的过去
？So if you're marrying her for the future, why don't you check the past?
你先假设过去如何，以后大概也会照样如何。
Because you assume that what's in the past and then what it will be in the future too.
过去健康，接下去大概也会继续健康。
In the past, if she's healthy, continually she'll be healthy in the future.
那么这个是知识的或者是信仰的
？Is it knowledge or is it faith?
这是一个信仰。
This is faith.
你相信一个恒常性。
Because you faith continuity,
你相信这个惯常率
，believe in consistency.
所以你过去健康，大概以后会健康。
So in the past, when you're healthy, in the future you'll be healthy too.
其实不一定的。
Not
前两个礼拜有一个我的学生从新加坡跟着车到这里来。
And 2 weeks ago, one of my students came from Singapore to this place.
然后晚上再回去。
And then return back after the meeting.
第二天去查，查出他已经第二期的 cancer 了。
And later on, they were checked. She had a second phase of cancer.
才30多岁。
30 odd years.
三个孩子。 都很年轻。他一听到他吓了一跳。
When he know about
为什么
was surprised,
我过去的健康不能保证我以后继续健康。
Because when you're healthy in the past, you're going to ensure that you'll be healthy in the future.
所以当你结婚的时候，你是凭着信心结婚。
So when you get married in faith.
我们是凭信心结婚。
Then we get married in faith.
大家说一二三。因为你不知道以后变成什么。
Because you don't know in the future how kind of thing you will change.
变成怎么样？
What kind of thing you change?
没有一个人可以没有信心活在这个世界上。
No one can live in the world without faith.
当今天你坐在椅子上的时候，你先相信这个椅子够坚固，你坐下去不会跌死。
When I sit here tonight, you believe that this chair is strong enough to hold up.
当你进电梯的时候
，When you enter the lift,
你相信电梯足够有力量。把你载到你要去的地方。
You believe that this lift is enough to take you to the stair that you want to.
当你坐 taxi 的时候
，When you drive,
你相信这 taxi 不是强盗。
You believe that the taxi driver is not a robber.
你没有证明的。
You never prove.
你是不是进去先查他身体有没有手枪
？Will you check whether he gun or not?
看他里面有没有毒药
？Whether there's a drug or not?
没有办法的。
No, it's not.
我们活着不是凭着知识，不是凭着经历，不是凭着证据，不是凭着眼见。我们里面都有信心存在。
We live not by understanding, by sight or evidences, experiences, but with faith.
虽然我们的知识、我们的证据、我们的经历、我们的眼见有它的果效，有它的功用同重要的责任。
Even though there's effect and also result with the experiences, with the sight and also with understanding.
这下面的基础一定是一个很特殊的信念做支柱的。
But then the foundation must be a very special conviction to be the pillar.
从我个人教哲学，从我个人研究文化，我发现没有一个人像保罗把这个原则提出来。
I teach philosophy, I understand about culture, but no one has ever brought this important principle as Paul.
From faith.To faith.
因信以至于信，
因为信以至于信。
From faith to faith.
这个就从圣经里面利上加利，恩上加恩，勇上加勇，是完全一致的整套的基督教的。
So it's consistency. What Christian believes that is from glory to glory and also from strength to strength.
所以我再一次宣布，基督教的方法论是由于信以至于信，而不是由知、由证、由经历。由眼见产生信心。
One more time, I declare the principle of Christianity is from faith to faith, not from rationality to understanding to faith, or from evidence to faith, from experience to faith.
从这个原则，我们祷告，求主给我们宣布神的道，传扬神的真理，有信念，有勇敢。
From this principle, we want to ask God to enable us to declare the gospel with courage.
求主给我们把这个原则在我们的布道、我们领人归主的事情上实行出来的时候，我们有主给我们的智慧和勇气。
That even in our evangelism, we practice this principle that God will give us courage and also wisdom.
因为当一个人真正看到伟大的事件，不等于他的看见可以把他带到有信心的地步。
So when a man sees the mighty work, it may not necessarily bring him to the state of faith.
犹太人亲眼看见耶稣叫拉撒路从死里面复活。
Because the Jews themselves see that Jesus Christ rose from dead Lazarus.
当他们看见了这件事件就在他眼前发生的时候，他是不是跪下来敬拜耶稣，说主啊，我从前不信你，赦免我吧，我错了，从今天我信你呢？
When they saw this miracle happening in their own sight, did they just bow down and say, God forgive me, in the past I don't believe, now I believe?
没有。
No.
就当那一天他们看见耶稣叫世人复活了以后，他们就决定把耶稣杀死。
But it was on that day when Jesus Christ rose, Lazarus from dead to arrive, they said, I want to kill him.
神看人的情形是比人看自己的情形更清楚的。
The way that God sees us compared to what we see things is even more clear.
只有神知道你的心里面所存的是什么。
It is only God who knows that what you have in your heart.
我们从今天开始不要再欺骗上帝。
Because from henceforth we don't cheat God.
你不要说主啊，我不能信你，因为我没有看见。
Do not say that God, I cannot believe in you because I do not see.
主啊，我没有信你，因为我还没有想清。
God, I do not believe because I have not thought through clearly.
主啊，我还没有信你，因为我没有经历。
That I have not believed in you.Because I have not experienced.
主啊，我还没信你，我不得到不够的证据。
Lord, I have not believed in you because I have not enough evidence.
圣经的原则刚好反过来。
Because the principle of the Bible is just the reverse.
希伯来书告诉我们，他们因信就知道这世界是上帝所造。
Because the Bible says that it's because of faith they know that this world is created by God.
不但是信心不能产。 产生从信心，不能从知识产生出来。
Not only that, this faith cannot be produced from understanding.
相反的，圣经说是由于信以至于知。
But the Bible says that it's from faith to understanding.
因为他们信上帝，他们心里就得到了明证。
Because they believe in God, they have evidence in their heart.
是由于信产生的证据。
It is from faith produces evidence.
耶稣基督说：“你若信，你就不得得见上帝的荣耀。”
Jesus Christ said that if you believe, you see the glory of God.
以信所以就产生了这一个看见。
So from faith to produce the sight.
所以因为信，我们就可以经历神给我们做的一切的事。
The same thing, it is only with faith that we experience what God has done for us.
所以保罗在哥林多后书第四章告诉。
And that's why Paul in this second Corinthians.
我因信，所以我说话。
And because I believe, I spoke.
我们是因为信，所以我们跟随主。
Because I believe, I want to follow.
我们不是凭着眼见，我们是凭着信心活在上帝的面前。
Not by seeing, but rather by faith we live before the Lord.
我信上帝的儿子，他是爱我，为我舍己。
I believe the Son of God, for my sake he died, and also he renounced himself.
这样，保罗又宣布，我深知我所信的是谁。
And Paul also declared, I truly believe that who that I believe in.
这个整个圣经的原则告诉我。我们信是知识、看见、经历、证据的真正的总基础。
And that's why the Bible says that faith actually is the foundation of our experiences, evidence, and also our rationality, and also our understanding.
所以归正神学的副教学绝对不用证据论的这个副教方法。
So the Reformed apologetics will not use evidentialist method.
什么叫做证据论呢
？What do you mean evidentialist?
就是我们提出了许多的证据，然后对人家说：“你信吗？你看有证据，请你自己判断对不对。
”It is not that we bring all the evidences to those non-believers and say that you see all the evidence and judge for yourself.
那是 evidential school of apologetics。The methodology.
那是证据论证据派的那一个的呼叫学的方法。
看一本书叫做贴证代办吗
？Evidence is the demand of verdict.
一句是意思就是我把证据就拿出来，等你来判决对不对
？Meaning that I bring all the evidences to you, you just judge what is right or wrong.
从里面的内容来看，很多很好的东西在里面。
If you see from the context, there are many good things inside.
但是从这个方法论来还不对的。
But from the methodology is wrong.
你怎么可以把真理交给罪人，让罪人去判断呢？
How can you place the truth in the hand of sinners and let them judge for themselves?
你应当把罪人带到真理的面前，让真理判断才对。
But rather, you must bring the sinner to the truth, and the truth will judge the sinners.
我相信现在已经谈到更深一层的东西了。
Now it's deeper than we discuss now.
我不要进入性进去。
I'm not going to go into deeper.
继续要讲今天这一方面这一个原则的另外一个层次。
But I want to talk about second level of this principle.
我深信相信，我们这几次查这一段的圣经呢，是比任何注释书是更详细。
I truly believe that we expound on this verse clearly than any commentary.
这意是本于信，又进到信里面。
That this faith is from faith to faith.
由于信，以至于信。
From faith to faith.
从方法论我们已经讨论过了。
We have discussed from perspective methodology.
现在我们来从人类代表的理论来思想。
Now we want to see it from a human representative point of view.
为什么说由于信，以至于信呢
？Why is that we say from faith to faith?
因为信需要一个开端。
Because there must be a beginning for faith.
这个开端不可能是人本的。
And this beginning cannot come from man as center.
换一句话说，从堕落以后的人不可能产生真正的信心。
In other words, the fallen man cannot produce a true faith.
从背逆上帝的人身上不可能产生信心。
From the one who has gone against God, they cannot produce faith in themselves.
那么你说，如果从背逆的人身上不可能产生信心的话
，If you were to say that from the one who go against God, you cannot produce faith in themselves,
最基本的信心的基础从哪里来
？Then break up the foundation of those basic faith.
我先把前提讲出来。
I will bring to you the premise.
也是这个最基本的信心的基础，也是神的恩典。
Because even this more fundamental, basic origin of faith is coming from God.
这个神的恩典把信的可能放在我们里面。
Because by God's grace, God has put the possibility of faith in us.
那么这个可能的起点在哪里
？And where comes this possibility? Where does it begin? Beginning?
Where is the starting point of this possibility of faith?
那么这个信的可能性的基础和来源在哪里？
这两个的基础
，two foundation，
两个的起点
，two starting point。
一个起点就当神创造我们的时候
，For it said when God created us，
去把人造成有信的潜在。功能的一个货物。
God has created as a living being that the possibility of believing.
We are the living being with the possibility of believing.
我们唯一是个货物呢，被造的时候有这个信的可能性。
We are the only being to believe.
我们也是那个唯一的活物，
人才能相信。
Man only can believe.
当神创造万物的时候
，When God created everything in the world,
他没有把这种功能的潜在性放在其他的活物里。
God has not placed this function or possibility of faith in any other living being.
神就把这个潜在能放在人的里面。
God has placed this possibility only in man alone.
有人被造就成了有信仰功能的活物了。
Man has created with the function of the possibility of faith and believing.
这是神的普遍恩典。
And that is the common grace of God.
这是第一个起点。
And that's the first starting point.
第二个起点是什么？
And the second starting point.
是耶稣基督成为我们信心创始成终的主。
That Christ Jesus has become the beginner and the finisher of our faith.
这是从希伯来书第十一章第二节里面给我们看出来。
And that's coming from this Hebrews chapter 11 verse 2.
所以希伯来书的作者对基督徒说。
And that's why the author of Hebrews tell us.
你们的仰望那信心创始成终的耶稣。
You must look up to Jesus who is the beginner and the finisher of our faith.
Jesus is the creator.As also the accomplisher of our faith.
耶稣基督是我们信心的创始者和成终者。
所以我们那个真正对基督的信仰的开始还是神的。
So our beginning to believe in Jesus actually come from Jesus himself.
我们信仰路程的结束还是神的。
And also the end of our journey also come from Jesus himself.
是谁创始呢？
Who created?
是耶稣基督创始。
Jesus by create.
是谁成全呢？
Who accomplished?
是耶稣基督成全。
Jesus Christ accomplished.
这样当基督把这信心的创始建立在我们里面的时候，这就成为第二个起点。
So when God has put this beginner of Jesus Christ in us, that's become the second starting point of our faith.
换一句话说
，In other words,
当神造你成为人的时候
，When God created you as a human kind,
你已经有了新的可能了。
You have the possibility of believing.
因为神已经把这个恩典给你了。
Because God has put this grace in you.
当你听见耶稣的道产生信心的时候
，When you listen to God's word and you have believe in faith,
基督在你心里面创造了一个新的信心的。
And Christ Jesus was created in you as the first seed of belief.
是由于信以至于信，绝对不是人本的。
So from faith to faith is not human centered.
我讲这句话，我的心是很沉重的。
I very heavy hearted to say this.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为我看见几十年来多少千千万万的基督徒以人本的信念。
Because for many years I see that men using anthropocentric methodology to subdue the way of the Bible.
甚至有许多的传道人先假设人不需要神的道就可能产生信仰。
Even many of the preachers pre-assume that without the gospel we can believe.
所以你只要信你的罪就会你的一病就会医治。
Only believe because you're here.
你要信，你要信。
You must believe.
那么意思是什么呢
？Meaning
信是从你来的。
Faith comes from you.
你有信心。
If you have faith,
你就会得医治。
Then you can be healed.
没有信心
，without faith,
你就不会得医治。
You cannot be healed.
所以这些人就不以道成为建立信心的基础。
So these people want to use the word of God as a foundation to establish a belief.
他假设人本身就是信心的源头。
They presuppose that man is the starting point of faith.
那么这种的聚会
，and this kind of meeting,
这种的基督教的传扬
，and this kind of preaching of the gospel,
就是许多的人因为他们原已经有信心在他里面
，allow people to believe that they have faith in themselves.
然而当他们的病没有得到医治的时候
，so when their sickness are not healed,
他们有的就怪神，有的就怪己
，some blame God, some blame themselves.
他没有办法再从圣经里面找到怎样。安设自己的神道路中间的那个原则。
They cannot find from the Bible themselves that how can they fix their position from the principle of the Bible.
你的错嘛，因为你没有信心嘛。
You don't have faith.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，My dear brothers,
那么这样这些有信心没有信心的跟道的关系是什么
？And what's the relationship of having faith and without faith with the word of God?
圣经告诉我们，信道是从。
The Bible says that to believe in the word come from the listening of the word.
所以你一定要把道跟信心的关系接连在一起。
So you must establish the relationship of word and faith.
有关于这一点，我们以后的机会我们继续再谈一下。
We expound this in the future sessions.
那今天我要跟大家把这个前提讲完了以后，就进到代表性的问题了。
After this premises, I will talk about the representativeness.
什么意思呢
？What do you mean?
就是我们被造而有潜在能性。
So we are created with the possibility of to believe.
但是那是普遍的信。
And that is a common belief.
那不是救赎性的信。
That is only a general belief and not a salvific belief.
普遍之恩的信。
And that's a belief coming from common grace.
不是救恩之恩的信。
And not a belief of salvation.
普遍之恩跟救赎之恩是归正神学对于恩典的最重要的一个这个分化。同对基督教的贡献。
And common grace and salvific grace is the greater discernment of a Reformed theology.
Reformed theology contributes to Christianity with the discernment of the common grace and saving grace.
So the saving grace and the common grace is the greater contribution of Christianity.
普遍的恩惠是什么呢？
What do you mean by this common grace?
神赐给所有的人都可以享受的恩典。
That everyone can enjoy this grace is given by God.
这个叫做 universally, naturally, evenly given to everybody born into the world.
乃是普世性的，反正生在这个世界上，神都很公平的给每一个人。
这个叫做普遍恩典。
And that's called common grace.
那么救赎恩典是什么呢？
What are saving grace?
就那些因信耶稣基督，他的罪得赦免。他们领受神重生他有新生命在永恒中间与神同在那些人这个恩叫做救赎之恩
that those who believe in Jesus and their sins are forgiven and they're saved to become the children of God、
啊、当我们说我信耶稣基督的时候
when you say I believe in Jesus
你对基督的信心应当是对他救赎的一个信心
your faith is to believe in him and his salvation
所以这已经不在普遍之恩的范围里面
so this is not in the realm of common grace
这已经进到了救赎之恩的范围里面
and enter the realm of saving grace
那保罗在这里说这个义是由于信以至于信，到底是指哪一方面
？And Paul, when he says righteousness from faith to faith, what kind of realm is he talking about?
当然，我们下一次会提到了关于信是由于信以至于信，从自然的信心到对救赎恩典信心的这个跳跃。
Of course, in a later session, we'll talk about the liberal from this the natural faith up to the saving faith.
但是我们今天不从那一方面看。
But today we're not thinking from that perspective.
我们下个礼拜会从那一方面。
And next week we will.
上个礼拜我们看方法论的问题。
Last week we talked about methodology.
今天我们来看。代表性的问题。
Today we talk about representativeness.
那么谈到代表性的问题，到底要指的是什么呢
？When we talk about representation, what are we talking about?
也就是说，我们在基督外面没有真信心。
That is outside Christ Jesus, we do not have true faith.
我们在基督里面，我们有真信心。
But it is in Christ we have true faith.
所以呢，就因信基督加给那些相信的人。
Because it is believing in Jesus added to those who have faith in
him. 这是罗马书第三章提出来一句话。
And Romans chapter 3 bring one statement to us.
因信基督加给信的人。
And because you believe in Jesus, faith will be added to you.
这里就有两个信出现了。
So there are two faith here.
这表示在基督里面信心这么成长，信心这么使我们领受神给我们的义的问题。
That's faith in Christ Jesus, how we grow and also receive righteousness from Jesus Christ.
那么你说在耶稣里面的人就是有信心的人。
You say those who are in Jesus are the one with faith.
在耶稣外面的人怎么样呢
What about those who are outside of Jesus?
就是对基督的救赎没有信心的人。
And they do not have the faith in the salvation of God.
那么这些人有没有神给他的潜在信仰的功能呢
Does God give also the possibility of believing in them?
有
Yes.
但是那个信仰的功能跟在基督里面的信仰的功能是不同的两个范围。
But that possibility is a totally different realm as compared to what we have in Jesus.
这样圣经常常提到在基督里，在基督里，在基督里，在基督里。这是一个很重要的代表性的问题。
And that's why the Bible many times mentions in Christ, in Christ, in Christ, and that's a very important problem of representation.
我们可能常常用这个名词，所以我们慢慢忘记了这个名词所代表的意义有何等重要的价值。
So many times we use this term in Christ, but then we forget importance and significance of this term.
你说我们没有常常用在基督里啊
You say I don't use it very frequently in Christ.
你常常用在主里，对不对
？But you say in the Lord.
在主里
，in the Lord，
在主里
，in the Lord，
主内。弟兄姐妹
my brothers and sisters in Christ
我不知道 你讲主内弟兄姐妹
when you mention a brother and sister in the Lord
in the Lord
in the Lord
你不讲的是主内就是礼拜堂内是不是
is it mean the church building
所以到底是礼拜堂内或者主内
is it within the church building or in the Lord
怎么叫做主的内
what do you mean in the Lord
在主的内
In the Lord, he said.
在主里面的人。
In the Lord.
那么主就在我外面的人。
So the Lord is outside of me.
我是在主里面的人。
I'm inside the Lord.
那么这个主里面什么意思呢？
So what do you mean in the Lord?
你信耶稣，我也信耶稣，这个在主里吗？
You believe in Christ, I believe in Christ, we in the Lord.
你做礼拜，我也做礼拜，在主里吗？
So you come to the service, I come to the service, so in the Lord.
男的叫弟兄，女的叫姐妹，主里弟兄姐妹吗？
And so the sister will be called sister, and brother will be called brother, and that's why we're in Christ, we're brothers and sisters.
圣经的意义不是这样的。
But that's not the meaning of the Bible.
圣经意义讲在基督里面。
Because when the Bible says in Christ,
这是一个生命的范围。
There is the realm of life.
这个生命的源流。
And as well as flows of the life.
这一种新的存在的意思。
And the new existence it means.
什么意思呢？
What it means?
在基督里面。你就成为新造的人。
Then in Christ you become a new creation.
旧事已过。
The past always passed.
一切都变成新的。
And everything become new.
所以上帝认识在基督里面的人。
So God knows who those are in Christ.
这就是神的旨意。
Because this is the will of God.
神所要成全的人性。
And also the nature, the human nature of God.
神所要建立的人的柱肋。
And also the reasons that God knows.
神借着柱肋所要建立的神的国度。
And even from this one, they build a kingdom.
就是从基督里这个范围作为他存在的一个限制。
It is only in Christ that set a limitation on all these people.
那为什么说在基督里呢？
Why should we say in Christ?
我们可以不可以说在保罗里？
Can we say in Paul?
我们可以不可以说在彼得里？
Can we say in Peter?
我们可以不可以说在雅各里？
Can we say in James?
我们可以不可以说在卫理公会里？
Can we say in Methodist?
我们可以不可以说在圣公会里？
Can we say in Anglican?
我们不可以说在这个浸信会里？
Can we say in the Baptist?
或者我们在弟兄会里面？
Can we say in the Brethren Church?
那是次要的。
That is secondary.
无论你圣公会、卫理公会、浸信会、弟兄会。
Whether in an Anglican or Baptist or Methodist or Brethren,
或者你是归格会，或者你是圣洁派，或者是哪一种宗派
，or whether which kind of denomination you are in,
这都不是重要的问题。
That's not important.
最重要的问题是你有没有在基督里。
What important is whether you are in Christ?
因为这是圣经的名词。
Because that's the terminology of the Bible.
保罗不许可。叫哥林多教会的人说，我是属保罗的，我是属阿波罗的，我是属彼得的。
Because Paul would not allow the church Corinthians that I am in Paul, I am in Peter, I am in Cephas.
你只能说我是属耶稣基督的。
And even you say that I'm in Christ, I'm in Christ.
你说在哥林多教会不是有四种人了吗
？Isn't there four categories in the church Corinth?
属保罗的。
Those who belong to Paul,
是基法的，
是
亚波罗的，
不
是，是基督的。
Or Christ,
这四种人哪一种最好？
Four category, which is
哪一种最好？
Which is the best?
啊？你还听不出来？哪一种最好？
Which is the best?
啊？是基督的最好，对不对啊？
Christ,
对不对？对。
Is that right?
对不对？
Is that right?
对。
Right?
对吗？
Is that right?
对不对？
Wrong.
他说错。啊、这个不是普通人哦，就是神学博士啊，是保罗的，是亚波罗的，
belong to Paul, Apollo,
是基法，就是苏彼得的
，Peter,
还有第四种是基督的
，and for belong in Christ,
哪一种才对啊
？Which is right?
我们是主里的嘛
？We are in Christ.
我们不是保罗里的嘛
？We are not in Paul.
我们不是基法里的
，We are not in Peter.
我们不是亚波罗里的
，We are not in Apollo.
我们是基督的
，We belong to Christ.
那当然这个最好的
，Of course,
因为我们在主里的，对不对啊？徐牧师，对不对？他也说不对，啊、这两个人跟我捣蛋了哈，一个左一个右，两个跟我捣蛋，是基督的最好，对不对
？To belong to Christ, the best,
好不好
？Is that right?
好不好？好，你们反对了，你跟他捣蛋了哈。我告诉你，最坏的就是那个是基督的。
The worst is those who belong to Christ.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他们的意思不是说他是基督。
Because they do not mean that they belong to Christ.
他的意思是其他的都不属基督。
That what they mean is that others don't belong to Christ.
你是属保罗，你就不属基督。
So you belong to Paul, you don't belong to Christ.
你是真的吗？保罗有这样讲吗
？Did Paul say that?
你怎么这样解释呢
？How do you interpret that mean?
保罗说
，Paul said.
所以那些属基督的人
，those who belong to Christ，
你们要想想，你们是怎样属基督。我们也是怎样属基督
？You must think how you belong to Christ and how we belong to Christ。
所以这表示的都是属基督的。
Which means all belong to Christ。
为什么你们认为你们才是属基督
？And why is that you think that you belong to Christ.
你就因此轻看那些跟着保罗信主、跟着亚波罗信主，好像他们都还没有受基督。
And because of that, you despise those who follow Paul, or follow Peter, as if that they are not belonging to Christ.
所以在基督里这个名称
，so in Christ that terminology，
对称是什么呢
？What is the opposite terminology？
相对名词是什么
？What's the opposite terminology？
不是在保罗里。
Not in Paul,
不是在雅各里
not in James,
不是在这个其他的使徒里
not in other apostles,
圣经提到的另外一个对词只有一个字只有一个
the Bible mentions only the other opposite term
就是在亚当里
that is in Adam
所以你现在弄清楚了
now you're clear
无论你为你公会也好
whether you're Methodist
你浸信会也好
whether you're Baptist
你圣公会也好
whether you're Anglican
你长老会也好
whether you're Presbyterian
不要紧
never mind
这个是次要的
it's secondary
最重要的你要在基督里
What is important you must be in Christ
Amen
Amen
在基督里
In Christ
那么你是世俗基督的吗
that
当然世俗基督
Yes we know
你不要认为只有你才属基督的
But do not deem that you only belong to Christ
所有耶稣基督宝血买回来的人都是属基督
Everyone who is saved by Christ with his blood belongs to him
问题就是每个教会的思想我们传的是不是救赎性的福音
But actually every denomination might think that the gospel we preach is a saving gospel
我们是不是把人带到耶稣基督里面的这个地方
Do we bring people to Christ Jesus
为你公会的创办人约翰卫斯理
John Wesley the founder of Methodist Church
他说以后在天上里面有三件事使你大大惊奇
He said that in the future in the heaven three things will surprise you
如果基督徒上天堂了
If Christian were to go to heaven
吓了一跳
What you got surprised
有三件事同他的想象不一样
Three things are totally different contrary to what you think
他说第一
The first
你想会来的很多看不到
Well, those who should come, you never see them.
有一些你想大概不会来的，跑出来了。
Those who think that they won't come, but they come.
那些应该我想可以来的，怎么没有来的
？Those who I think that they actually can come, but they never come.
有一些你想这样坏蛋大概不能来，后来来了。
And those who think that he's so bad, he cannot come, but they came.
第三件是什么
？And what the third?
你给你猜，你想是什么？我自己不在，这个你怎么会看别人在呢？你一定在这
里。Okay,
约翰卫斯理第三件是什么
？John Wesley said the third thing.
一定很惊奇的。
You were surprised.
在天上没有卫理公会的会员。
There's no Methodist followers.
吓死了。
Well, you're so surprised.
你发现天上没有卫理公会的会员。
There's no members coming from Methodist Church.
这个不是我讲的。
I didn't say that.
这是卫理公会的创办人约翰卫斯理。
The founder of Methodist John Wesley said himself.
人家问他说：“怎么可能？”
How is it possible?
他说什么呢？
在
天上没有卫理公会会友。
Because in heaven there is no member from the Methodist.
没有圣公会会友。
And Anglican Church no.
没有浸信会会友。
No Methodist.
在天上只有在基督里的人。
And in heaven there are only those who are in Christ.
啊，你明白了？
So you understand?
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
所以我们这个查经大会就是在基督里面的人。
So we are all those in Christ.
无论你什么公会
，No matter what denomination you belong to，
真正相信耶稣基督。
I want you to truly believe in Jesus.
真正领受他宝血洗净。
Truly to receive His cleansing blood.
好，我们现在继续下去。
Now continuing.
这样在基督里
，So in Christ，
就不是宗派问题了。
It's not a problem of denomination.
就不是思潮问题了。
Not the problem of thought friends.
就不是组织问题了。
Not the problem of organization.
就是一种人性，一种立足，一种以基督。为首的国度的问题
But it's a human nature It's a nation It's a kingdom That Christ Jesus is the center
那这个反面词是什么呢
And what's the opposite term
在亚当里
In Adam
所以讲圣经里面你看见常常出现在基督里在亚当里在基督里在亚当里大家说
so, 在基督里 in Adam, in
在亚当里这样我们就要看在基督里面的人跟在亚当里面的人不同的地方。
So we see what's the difference of those who are in Adam and in Christ.
亚当是人类的第一个代表。
And Adam is the first representative of mankind.
大家说一二三。这一个代表
This representative
是神看所有在他里面的人是一族的人。
It's through whom that God see that all people belong to the same race.
第二。
Second,
耶稣
that Jesus
是全人类的第二个代表
the second representative of humankind
大家说耶稣是全人类的第二个代表在这个耶稣里面的人上帝看到的人类的第二个族类
so those who are in Christ God see them as a second race
这样
then
没有第三个代表
there's no third representative
因为既然耶稣是第二亚当 圣经又说他是末后的亚当，也就是说没有第三个。
Because when Jesus is the second Adam, is the last Adam, and there's one of the third Adam.
神的眼中
in the sight of God,
只有两类人。
Only two kind of people.
第一类以亚当为代表的人类。
The first one represented by Adam.
第二种以基督为代表的人类。
The second represented by Christ Jesus.
在基督里
in Christ,
在亚当里
in Adam,
是两种神所承认的存在。
And only two existence that God recognized.
没有第三种存在。
There will not be a third category.
在神所承认的范围里。
That in the realm of God's recognition.
神所知道的人只有两个存在的范围。
He who that God knows only two categories.
如果一个人不是在亚当里。
If a man is not in Adam.
这个人就一定是在基督里。
Then he must be in Christ.
如果一个人不是在基督里。
If a man is not in Christ.
一定就在亚当里。
Then he must be in Adam.
当一个人在亚当里的时候。
When a man is in Adam,
表示他还没有信耶稣基督。
Which means he is not believing in Jesus yet.
当一个人在基督里的时候，
When one is in Christ,
表示他已经脱离了在亚当里的罪性的人性的存在。
Which means he had left the existence of the human and fallen nature of Adam.
那么亚当里的人性是怎样的人性？
And what is the human nature of in Adam?
是由于犯罪以至于死的人性。
And because of sin, they die.
大家说，在亚当里面的人性是因为罪以至于死的人性，在基督里面的人性
and the human nature in Christ Jesus
是因为信以至于永生的人性。
It is because of faith they have the eternal life.
大家说，在基督里面的人性是因为信以至于永生的人性。那你这样一看呢，你信仰里面的这个范围，你就看得越来越清楚了。
So if from this perspective you know that it's very clear in the realm of faith.
如果一个人真正把整个罗马书的信息都明白掉了，
if a man truly understand the message of Romans,
那么我相信整个圣经神就对人的讲的话，最重要的概念都你已经经历。
And those very important concepts God wants to speak to man is all now included.
那么你的唐牧师这样的分化跟由于信以至于信有什么关系？
If you make this kind of distinction, what is the relationship or what you want to say from faith to faith?
请你注意，
pay attention.
这义
this righteousness
在这福音上正在显明出来。
Is being manifested upon this gospel.
上帝的义正在这福音显明出来。
Because the righteousness of God upon this gospel is being manifested.
这个义是由于信以至于信。
And this righteousness is from faith to faith.
所以这个就等于只有在亚在基督里的范围里面的事情，同在亚当里是没有关系的。
Which means this person is only in Christ, he has no relationship with what is in Adam.
在亚当里的人因为不信而灭亡。
And those who are in Adam because they have disbelief and that's why they perish.
在基督里的人因为信而得永生。
But those who are in Christ because of faith they have eternal life.
上帝爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一些信他的人不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten of Christ Jesus, that those who believe in him should not perish but have eternal life.
这句话很清楚告诉我们。
Very clearly this statement tells us.
把耶稣基督上帝的独生子赐下来做什么呢？
And God has given his only son Jesus Christ, but what for?
使人信，使人得永生。
So that men will believe,
对不对呢？
Have eternal life.
对不对？
Is that right?
信他的人怎么样？不至灭亡，怎样？反得永生。谁？
Who?
谁信他的人、
believe.
所以这里就提到在耶稣基督里面、
so、in Christ,
在神的独生子里面
only in the begotten
son, 有一些信的人
those who have faith,
他们在基督里
in Christ,
他们成为信的人
they are God who believe,
他们不至灭亡
they wanna perish,
他们反得永生
but they have eternal life.
像在基督里面的人类是信仰以至于的永生的人。
So humankind within the Christ Jesus, they have faith and they have eternal life.
那么在亚当里面的人类呢？
And those who in Adam,
是因为不信，因为他们的罪以至于灭亡的人类。
But because of their sin, they perish.
所以你现在看出来了，在基督里的人就是由于信以至于信以至于得永生的那一些人。
So those who are in Christ from faith to faith and from faith to eternal life.
所以我们上个礼拜谈方法论的问题。
So we talk about methodology in the past.
这个礼拜我们就谈这个代表性的问题。
And this we talk about representation.
因为耶稣基督是人类的代表。
Because Christ Jesus is a representation of man.
哪一种人类的代表？
Which kind?
是那些信上帝的人。
Those who believe in God.
信福音的人。
Those who believe in the gospel.
信真理的人。
Those those who believe in the truth.
你的信神的儿子。
Those who believe in the Son of God.
他们不至灭亡，反得永生。
So they will not perish but eternal life.
由于信以至于信。
So it's from faith to faith.
这是义人的生命。
And that's the life of the righteous
man. 也是义人的生活。
And also the living of the righteous man.
义人因信的生命。
And the righteous man shall live by faith.
义人因信过生活。
And also because of this righteousness they live.
这个上帝的义。
So in the righteousness,
正在这福音上显明出。
So upon this gospel, it is being manifested.
而这个义
，and this righteousness,
使人称义
，when people to be justified,
使罪人变成义人的这个义。
So